and good morning. It is an open phone day today. We'll talk about anything and everything that is on your mind today. And again, let's see, what stories are making news today? The filibuster phenomenon. Have you been following this story on this, Colin? The filibuster. Democrats are seeking to basically remove that filibuster, 60 votes to end the filibuster rule so that they can hopefully pass some of their legislation. There's a do you see the problem with it? Is that
I do see the problem with it.
You see what happens when it's one thing to talk about it, but it's like, okay, that may be beneficial maybe for the Democrats right now, maybe, but in 2 years, or actually less than 2 years, this year. When it changes hands, do you see any change? I see the Republicans coming back and taking control of both houses. What do you see?
I see that as a very likely scenario.
So if you have a filibuster rule and you change it, all of a sudden, what happens? Now you've got.
Yep.
Yeah. Now you've got. Now there's nothing to stop the other side. Yeah.
No, it just seems like the Democratic Party in
be
general is not.
Be careful what you wish for.
It just seems like, in general, the Democratic Party is not doing itself any favors right now.
It really is. It does seem that way. I mean, speaking of politics,
getting elected is the easy part.
Well, and then we have, what we had over the weekend, President Trump, former President Trump, did a mass rally in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any pictures of that?
I did not.
If you would have seen it, he had a podium and a crowd of people behind him, none of them wearing masks, I didn't expect. But
well,
of course. But there were at least 30 black men all wearing big sweatshirts that said, "Blacks for Trump." I don't know. They were right behind him and all together. It was like, and I don't know if it was... I don't know if there was a specific purpose or meaning, basically showing, I guess, diversity. Yes, a diversity for. Everything looked very staged. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, that's been carrying on the phenomenon or the belief that the election was stolen by the Dominion voting machines, right? Remember those?
Yeah. I thought we put that debate to bed ages ago.
I thought so too, but it's like it's like it keeps on repeating over and over again.
Well, when you latch on to a talking point, it's pretty hard to let go of it.
Anyway, and that was a talking point pretty much universally through the thing. The election was stolen. We're going to make America great again. Trump was wearing a big red MAGA hat. it was like, nothing's changed. It was, what was that, a year ago on the 6th of January, and all of a sudden now here it is, a rally. It just gives me an indication what's going to be this year is going to be.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Anyway, I just shake my head and say, you know what, I guess... I don't know if there's going to be, I see Trump as being the next, he may very well be the next president.
I think there, like you said, there is a definite possibility he may get a second non-congruent term.
I did not think he was going to be, in 2016, I didn't think, you weren't here, but the news director before you, we had bets. I said Donald Trump will self-destruct before the nomination.
Well,
didn't happen.
Seems like you might have been out of a couple bucks that day, huh?
Well, actually, it was a six pack of beer.
Either way, you're out a couple bucks.
Anyway, so
what
I said
the beer.
So then we went. I said, okay, well, I tell you what. Okay, I lost this one. But I'll bet he's really going to self-destruct before the election. Okay.
Well,
Didn't happen.
You lose another six-pack of beer?
Well, it was, yes, I did.
What was the beer?
It was back pocket gold coin.
Ooh.
No. The good,
not a fan.
No. The reality of it was that it wasn't all that bad because we sat at on his porch and shared the prize winning, so to speak. But it was the thing is, no, you can't underestimate Donald Trump.
No, you can't. Because his supporter base has only gotten bigger.
His supporter base is is large. I'm guessing Biden. Let's face it. Can a president shoot himself in the foot any more than Biden has?
I don't think it's ever happened in American history if a president has done this much to hamper his own efforts.
Afghanistan was a disaster.
I think we can all agree
beyond that. Inflation is roaring right now, or at least it's surging. It's not anywhere near what it was back when Jimmy Carter was president, but we've got a supply chain issue that's still backed up forever, it looks like.
Well, that's due to multiple factors. One of the biggest things is that just in general supply lines are still screwy because of COVID.
We've got an
there's a massive shortage of workers in that field.
And we've got an Omicron variant that is super contagious and a lot of people are getting fairly mild conditions, but and we've been forced to talk. Okay, what happens if you test positive? What if I test positive? And how do we
how do we maneuver that?
How do we maneuver? Because we have to do.
We've had a couple of people in the office.
Yes, and so we're
test positive, and we're working out a game plan in case either of us is out of commission.
We have to have a game plan because otherwise we have, But I bet this game plan or this communication is going to be going on. I bet you listening at home or where in your office or wherever you might be.
You have to have some kind of plan in place.
Yeah, I mean it's
because this can catch you completely off guard.
And the other thing is I said to John Billups, I said, the hardest thing about this thing right now is that it's cold and flu season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
What's flu and what's COVID?
Flu and cold and flu season, or at least, and what are the main symptoms of the Delta variant?
They're all the same thing.
The same thing. So
all the symptoms are the same.
I asked my wife. I said, "Are you ordering those test kits? The test kits that you can order starting Wednesday." She found out those fast
tests.
You better
get your order in now.
But you got to wait 2 weeks before you get the tests. Okay.
Seems kind of redundant.
Which means you might even be this thing may be pretty much on its way out of here by that time. I don't know.
Or it could be getting worse.
Or it could be. The thing is, we don't know.
That's the problem with COVID since the beginning is that what we're supposed to do and what the response is has been one giant guessing game.
And the only comic relief we have is Fauci and Rand Paul
going at it.
I feel like they need to have a snowball fight out on Main Street or something. It's like, yeah, it just seems there's so many different things. And then we have Governor Reynolds coming out and saying parents should control what books are allowed in schools and should be able to remove books from schools if they so desire. To me, that is just simply wrong.
Yeah, I think you and I share the opinion. I don't think the government has any place to
define. Yeah, don't tell me that you're
to
keeping.
Define what works of literature, because the interpretation of literature is completely subjective.
It is.
It varies from person to person, and that is tantamount to trying to control people's
Governor,
thoughts.
Governor, do not tell me you're keeping government out of COVID, out of mandates, out of no mandates. Don't put a mandate on what parents are supposed to, the power of parents to. Parents can control what. Yeah, if you want to say they see something, yeah.
Well, when you're paying attention to the right hand, you don't know what the left hand's doing.
I know. Anyway, that's.
But yeah, I 100% disagree with this because it is stupid. Because It's especially in terms of books, literature in general, that is completely, the interpretation of literature and any forms of art is completely subjective. It makes different people feel different ways, and you interpret it differently. Trying to put a blanket ban on something, you're trying to control the interpretation of art,
which is wrong. And I think schools have, and schools can make their own determination. Obviously, there is some material that should not be in a public school. But I understand that.
Well, some, but, yes.
But obviously, it shouldn't be something that, you pick and choose. Literature is going to be in the eye of the beholder and it's going to be interpreted.
And if they can't get it in school, they're just going to find a way to get it someplace else.
I know. It's just a crazy, crazy mixed up world.
I don't get it. I don't get why that is a priority among other things, because there are several other things in this state and country that definitely need more government attention than what books are getting read in a school library.
Well, and it's got to be a law, or it's got to go through. I think it would have to go through. I don't know whether that would be a legislative law or whether it'd be something that would be simply determined by.
No, state constitution law is what they said.
Is that what it is? Okay, for the schools. Okay. So it'd have to be a constitutional amendment? Is that what you're saying?
I believe that's what it was going to be.
All right. Well, anyway, it's just,
Much like the banning of mask and vaccine mandates for schools wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, Omicron continues to,
I'm just saying, in terms of these school-based legislation, there are so many other things in the state that need attention right now.
Precisely.
For example, our state's facilities for mental health care are an absolute joke.
Yes. They are. Well, they're non-existent.
Exactly.
They're non-existent.
They are completely fictional.
It's community-based health care, and there's no beds anywhere.
Yeah, because a lot of these communities don't have the funding to keep these things up and running.
I feel sorry for the people at the Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. That's in both Burlington and Fort Madison.
I feel bad for anyone in any hospital right now.
This is something.
Whether
right
it's
now.
Great River, whether it's in Iowa City, whether it's Blessing Hospital, where it's OSF, whatever it is, I feel bad for medical workers in general right now. Whether that's nurses, doctors, EMS, whatever it is.
Staff nurses exhausted. Traveling nurses, they have been picking up steam, making a lot of money. But,
yeah, that's why, because it's a higher-paying job.
It's a triage system is what it is. And I had a story about...
I don't think people will care as long as they get paid.
Story I was reading about that I was telling you about off-air was, and I think on-air a little bit, was a gentleman had his mother came down, could not get a family doctor. The family doctor was unavailable on vacation. Okay, of course, it's Christmas, and it's the week between Christmas and New Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so no tests available anywhere. Couldn't find a test anywhere. Finally found a test, yes, and tested positive. Okay. Then tries to get to a medical or to take her to the medical center.
Yep.
And they're not accepting any patients. Sorry,
yeah, we're swamped.
We're full. And... you have to go to another state.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, I know that there's, I think I had, what was that? Right now, I heard stories up in Waterloo. Let's say you go to Waterloo. They said, they're sending patients down to Missouri. They don't have any place to go.
From Waterloo.
Yeah, from Waterloo.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
No, but it just shows the problem is that even if you've got enough beds in your hospital, it's not the beds that are in the hospital. It's
the number of people who can attend those beds.
And you have to have a staff nurse. A staff nurse has to be available for every bed. Otherwise, you can't have a patient in that bed.
And those positions are getting thinner and thinner by the day.
I don't know. I stay healthy. That's all I can say is stay healthy and hope for the best, because this is it's a very frustrating.
It's still going on.
Yeah. One other thing is that we were talking about. I know that most schools are out, but not all of them. I was surprised. My wife's school. It's still going. Her district is is still going. I don't know. In Illinois, do you remember any time that that there was not a there? Of course, you always had Martin Luther King Jr. Day often, right?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. Usually, you, was there a time you didn't?
If it fell on a weekend.
Well, no, Martin Luther King. It's always on a Monday. Hmm. It's one of those Monday holidays. Wow. It's like everything else. President's Day.
How much I know.
President's Day is a.
No, I honestly can't remember a time where we didn't have it off, but I also. My memory on that period of my life's a little hazy.
Well, they also. Did you have Casimir Pulaski Day off?
No.
My wife, when she was teaching in Illinois, had. That was an Illinois holiday.
I had a teacher who was mad we didn't get that off because he was Polish.
Yeah, Casimir Pulaski Day.
We always complain about, well, schools in Chicago were off, and the principal would always go, are you in Chicago?
They went to school on President's Day, but did not go to school on Casimir Pulaski Day.
I guess that's the trade-off. We got President's Day, so we don't get Casimir Pulaski Day.
Back when I was in school, there was Lincoln's birthday on the 12th and Washington's birthday on the 22nd. I don't think either one was a holiday, or they might have both been holidays, or neither one was a holiday.
I'm surprised in Illinois we don't get Lincoln's birthday off.
It's
Illinois of all states.
I don't. It is a crazy mixed up mess.
Know, Lincoln's birthday, you know, in Illinois, just the guy whose face is on every license plate.
Yes.
And it's our state motto, the land of Lincoln.
Yes, the land of Lincoln. Yes, all right. Anyway, they call it Washington's birthday is what they do when they have President's Day now, as if Lincoln Lincoln is at least one half of this day.
At least one
at
half.
At least one half. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, 928 KBUR. Anyway, a lot of things make no sense, but I'm asking you, if you're listening at home, I guess, I think Donald Trump has, right now, I'd say if the presidential election was being held right now, and...
He's the top choice.
It'd be tough to vote against him. It's not vote against, tough to bet against him.
Mm-hmm.
Vote against him, that's another story.
I'm pretty sure a lot of Vegas betting line have a lot of Vegas sports books have betting lines on elections now.
I bet you they do. Anyway, all right.
If they don't currently, they will.
All right, banning books, we got that. We've got Governor Trump, also Governor Trump. Oops, Governor Reynolds said, did say, hey, she's going to lower taxes eventually, right?
Which we've heard some people opposing that for some reason.
Well, I don't know. I think it's revenue. It's a revenue issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, all right.
Well, considering the coffers of the Iowa legislature is over $2 billion right now.
Well, and yeah, some of it's been money that just has been stockpiled because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And we have a candidate for state auditor after our current state auditor ran an audit of the governor for improper use of COVID funds.
And we've got somebody in the...
Surprise, surprise, the governor gave her support to his opposition in this election.
And the Iowa Attorney General, who's been Attorney General for life.
Been around for a minute, hasn't he?
More than a minute or two. Anyway, anything that's on your mind today is fair game. Snow removal, I think...
I didn't see word of any accidents happening.
No, I give credit to the city.
There probably were. I just
No. And I think the city did a really good job. The only thing, my own personal beef, it's not a beef. It's more or less, they do one line. The guy, there's two passes that come by my street right away.
Oh, we'll get into it after we get to the news.
We will. We'll get to the news.
He's the one that leads your team. And when it comes down to that final play, he's the one your team looks to make it happen. Only one show can give you access to everything Coach has to say. And you can hear it right here on Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey on the Hawkeye Sports Network. Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey this Monday night at 7 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We've all heard the expression, practice makes perfect. But at Kumon Learning Centers, we believe practice makes possibilities. Imagine what your child could achieve with math and reading mastery at an early age. No one achieves greatness by accident. They practice. Right now, enjoy free registration and save up to $50 at Kumon, where practice makes possibilities. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH to book an orientation today.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington School Board has set a special meeting to discuss the second reading of the revised school mask policy. The board approved the first reading of the policy on Monday, January 10th, after a lengthy and at points tense discussion. Now the board will meet on Tuesday to discuss and possibly approve the second reading of the new mask policy. The meeting can be viewed Tuesday via the district's YouTube page. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that parents must be given preference in regaining custody of their children in cases where other people have been caring for the kids through a guardianship. In a decision involving the case of a single mother and her child's grandparents, the court on Friday established that parents have a fundamental right to the care, custody, and control of their children. The court said that in cases where parents are seeking return of children and a dissolving of a guardianship, the juvenile court must presume, quote, the child's best interests are served by reuniting the minor child with their parent, end quote. A 26-year-old man has been charged after his car allegedly hit a Cedar Rapids police officer last month. Cedar Rapids officials say Eddie Ayers III was trying to flee after a traffic stop on December 17th when his vehicle hit the officer, who suffered minor injuries. Reserve Officer Scott Frayling fired his weapon at the vehicle, but Ayers was not hit. Investigators used video and other evidence to identify Ayers as the driver. He is charged with two counts of assault on persons in certain occupations, interference with official acts, including resulting in injury, and four traffic violations. COVID infections are soaring again at U.S. nursing homes because of the Omicron wave, and deaths are climbing too. That's leading to new restrictions on family visits and a renewed push to get more residents and staff members vaccinated and boosted. Nursing homes were the lethal epicenter of the pandemic early on, before the advent of vaccines allowed many of them to reopen and welcome visitors again. Now, the highly contagious variant has dealt them a setback. Nursing homes reported about 32,000 COVID-19 cases among residents in the week ending in January 9th, a nearly sevenfold increase from about a month ago. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Pyongyang carries out its fourth weapons launch this month, according to South Korea's military.
North Korea fired a pair of suspected ballistic missiles into the sea today. U.S. commanders say those missiles, which traveled about 230 miles before landing in the sea, did not pose any threat to U.S. personnel, territory, or allies. But it is another sign of destabilizing activity in the region.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There were almost 5.5 million COVID cases last week across the country, a new record. In Southern California, for instance,
Saturday, Los Angeles County reported 66 COVID-related deaths. LA health officials say that the majority of deaths reported over the past week are associated with individuals who became infected after December 20, when the Omicron variant was circulating widely.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy skies and a high today 29 degrees. Look for cloudy skies early tonight, then becoming partly cloudy, a low down to 21. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, high to 39 with south winds gusting to 20. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, colder, low down to 11. Those winds will switch to the northwest after midnight, gusting to 25. Partly sunny Wednesday, 19. And right now, we've got skies that continue to be cloudy, 27 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street, quiet this morning. The financial markets are closed in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. International markets are trading, though. It's been a volatile start to the year, and stocks are coming off a losing first 2 weeks of 2022. For the year, the Dow is down 1%, the S&P 500 index down 2%, the tech-heavy NASDAQ down almost 5% year-to-date. Retail, unlike Wall Street, is wide open today. Most of the chains have had after-Christmas sales. They're continuing those in-store and online today. Not only that, the National Retail Federation's big show is on in New York. It started yesterday. It's the industry's biggest meeting and exhibit, with the CEOs of Walmart, Lowe's, and Best Buy there, to name a few. Also today, the North American Bitcoin Conference in Miami, as crypto bros gather. By the way, crypto markets are open today. They trade 24/7. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This time of year, nighttime comes fast. Most people aren't finished with their daily routines before the sun stops shining. Can your customers find you in the dark?
First impression last.
This is Tyler Sherwood from the Sherwood Company. A properly lighted sign can make all the difference this time of year. It seems we live more of our life in the dark than we do the daylight. Ask yourself, does your business light the way for customers to find you? Does your business look open when customers drive by? Does the quality of your signage and business's exterior convey the quality of product or service available inside? Now more than ever, businesses can't risk losing a sale. Call the Sherwood Company to help. First impressions can be the difference in success or failure of your business. Make your first impression bright. Find more online at SherwoodCompany.net.
First impression last.
Alzheimer's Association volunteers are passionate, inspired, and want to make a difference in the fight against Alzheimer's and dementia. Whether you can spare a few hours a week or can make a more significant time commitment, please consider volunteering for the Alzheimer's Association. They're looking for volunteers to help lead the walk to end Alzheimer's, present Alzheimer's education programs, advocate to pass legislation to improve Alzheimer's care and increase funding for research and more. Visit alz.org/Iowa to learn more.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Fleming Chapel wants you to be informed about cremations. Options with cremation are limitless when it comes to burial, keepsakes, jewelry, and urns. You can have a full service with viewing and then cremation.
Fleming Chapel is a local, family-owned funeral home. Your loved one never leaves our care during the cremation process. We'll help you through the final arrangement process and hopefully ease your burdens.
We invite you to experience the Lunning Chapel difference. Lunning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Fighting authority. It is a 9:41. It is an open phone day today. We'll talk about anything and everything. And no, I really do give credit to the city for their snow clearing efforts and for the fact that they've got guys. They've had two snowstorms. It was like last year. If you remember last year, when did all the snow fall? It was every Sunday, Saturday or Sunday.
Always so, on the weekend.
It was always on the weekend. So far, we've had two big snows on the weekend. It's one of those things that, and that means you got guys, hey, and you got, you know, guys, if you're a snowplow driver, you also have a life too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, and you, but.
That's another big shortage of workers they've been saying that is plow drivers. Just general CDL drivers is a big shortage right now.
It is. It is. Finding CDL drivers, and I think driving a snowplow is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Oh, this is Breeze. I got two quick things this morning.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
The flat tax rate. Sounds like David Stanley stuff. Have you heard anything about the Stanley Amendment being revised?
I have not heard anything about that. The 4% flat tax, yes, I know, as opposed to the graduated tax that we have presently, yeah.
Yeah, and then come the midterm, I'm not going to make any predictions because I expect come the midterms, THC will wreak havoc with the Republican Party. So, you know, I don't know. I'm holding my breath.
Wait, say that again. Who was going to wreak havoc? Who's going to wreak havoc?
Okay, Steve, you remember what gun control did to the Democrat Party several years ago, right?
What gun control did in terms of the public, you mean?
Well, enlighten us, please.
No, the Democrat Party, as far as splitting the party up.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
And you're saying, did I hear you say THC, so marijuana?
Yeah, I think marijuana is going to wreak havoc with the Republican Party the same way guns wreak havoc
You're saying the prospect of legalizing is going to split the party.
Yeah.
I think that's a very, very likely scenario because not everybody's going to have the same views on that. There are a lot of Republicans who are more center that are in favor of more marijuana legalization, but there are still those who are staunchly against it.
The only thing I would say regarding that is that the main thing we need right now is that the federal government still has marijuana or whatever as a class one or class A narcotic. They have it at their highest level. They have it higher than heroin. And why that is and why they need to simply basically what they need to do is modify that or basically just eliminate it.
It needs to be decriminalized at a federal level.
Put it at a
to be honest, alcohol is the biggest culprit when it comes to lives, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think there's enough states legalizing it now that the federal government's going to have to buck up on the banking stuff anyway. I don't know how they're going to do that, but
if they eliminate the prohibition on marijuana, they're going to have to regulate it, and then they're going to have to tax it.
Well, the other thing is the federal government doesn't have to do anything. They just get out of the way and let the states do what they do, allow marijuana or allow any of the money that gets to go through the regular banking system.
Yep. Look at Illinois. They're making serious coin off of recreational weed.
But the reality is that it's still as long as the federal government, it's banking. How do you deal with this thing on a banking issue? Yeah.
I say, there's going to be problems with it. So
well, there are there's problems right now with it, but
well, the problem is there's so few states that have it legalized on a recreational basis, and there are states that have it legal on a medical basis. So as long as you have different states having different distinctions for marijuana laws, it's going to be money.
Well, I think one of the other issues, the other issue you got right now is the leadership in the Republican Party. And is there any, and the Donald Trump right now has the base of that party hook, line, and sinker.
Well, what I don't know. I'm going to classify the marijuana arguments in the Republican Party as it will be entertaining. I don't know what's going to happen, but I promise entertainment.
Oh, it'll be fun to watch.
Okay. I think it'll be entertaining on both sides. Anyway, Bree, thanks so much.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Yeah, the recreational marijuana thing, I think it's gotten more of a heated, getting brought up more and more because we have a state that has it legal right over there.
I know. I know.
Those of you, I can see Illinois from our office
now. Well, there is, yes, of course we can see Illinois from here. We're like, it's like, what is it? Who was it? Sarah Palin said, I can see Russia from my house.
I know about Russia because I can see it from my backyard.
Yeah, well.
You got supervision, number one.
Supervision because you have to go, we got to see about 60 miles, don't you? Anyway, all right, enough said.
But no, I get it because there are still people in the government who are staunchly against recreational marijuana use because they see it as the most as a dangerous gateway drug. Which, for most people I know who use marijuana, they don't use anything.
The only thing that I would offer as a rebuttal of that is that by regulating, controlling, and by strict management of it. And by making the banking system fit that system as well,
exactly,
you end up benefiting because you end up you end up increasing revenue.
Yes.
B, you end up having control over what's going on people are still going to be using.
Look in Illinois, they have a recreational marijuana tax on top of regular sales tax, on top of the fact it's so strictly regulated as to who can get a distributor's license.
And
let's not forget the reason Illinois legalized marijuana was for tax revenue because the state is flat broke.
Yeah. Yes, I know. We're going to take another break. I think we've got some phone lines open, 319-754-1490. Anyway, what's on your mind today? We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back.
Court is in session, and the verdict has arrived. Guilty for stealing, trapping, and denying access to the paint. The defense never rests on the Hawkeye Sports Network from Learfield.
Iowa travels to Rutgers Wednesday night at 6:30. Brought to you by Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Rheinschmidt's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Who says planning a wedding has to be stressful? Sunday, January 30th, the Pritchard Broadcasting Bridal and Event Expo brings newlyweds and the top event professionals in the area together under one roof for one exciting day of wedding and event planning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find the perfect photographer to capture every moment of your special day. Choose the caterer your guests will rave about. Say yes to the perfect dress and a tux to match. Pick your colors and the decor for your choice of venues. Discover the latest wedding trends and find everything you need to plan your next special event. Catering, bridal gowns, tuxedos and suits, floral, DJs, event rentals, photography, venues, jewelry, tanning, hair, and nails. Featuring vendors at the top of their field, including Dan Dahlstra Photography, Cambrai House and Farm, Forevermore Flowers, Dinner for Two, and more. Don't miss the Bridal and Event Expo, Sunday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. And be sure to go online to kbur.com or go through the link on our Facebook page, pre-register for the event, and receive offers and updates from participating vendors.
Finally, you can relax. The holidays are over. You can sit back and giggle at the thought of everyone tearing into gifts with paper flying all over. And now that the family is happy, it's time to treat yourself. Grab your gift cards and cash from this holiday and splurge on a me day in Des Moines County. You can take in a movie, dine on a delicious meal from a local restaurant, enjoy some spa time, or even retail therapy. Maybe you just want to give your ride a tune-up, or buy tickets to an upcoming show, or maybe you just want to spruce up your home. However you do it, there's no wrong way to support local businesses. As a bonus, when you spend money in Des Moines County, you not only help create jobs for your friends and neighbors, you help promote community development. It's time to treat yourself and support the members of the Chamber of Commerce. Just look for the Little Chamber member sticker on the door. Brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership, making connections, building community.
Welcome back on an open phone day today on the talk show. We're talking a little bit about the city. We're not a lot. Budget season is here. John Billups with me earlier today saying he is expecting the levy to stay the same. We did lose 2% in property tax revenue value, but we should be able to hold the line. At least that is the hope. There has been money that has come in from the federal government. I'm not sure exactly how all of this is going to come back or impact.
Well, as long as the property tax rate doesn't go up, I think we're all going to be fairly happy.
Well, but it's all a matter. The thing is, it's only one third of that stool, so to speak. The biggest tax entity is the schools. Schools. Have basically more power in terms of more dollars in terms of where your property tax is than the city does or the county.
Yep.
And then you've got the city, you've got the county, you've got the school. Schools are the largest of the three. Then you've got a handful of a bunch of little small things, community college, et cetera, et cetera.
So the four legs of the stool here would be school, county, city, everything else.
And then everything else is all just pretty minuscule. But the fact is, the school district's the big kahuna.
Yep.
The city is next. If you're a city resident, if you're a county resident, that's another story. Then your county taxes would be a bigger part,
Speaking
too.
Speaking of the school district, we had the story this morning, and I'm sure it's something a lot of people want to know about. There's a special meeting of the Burlington Community School Board scheduled for tomorrow, which will be the second reading, I believe, the new mask policy.
And that's based, and I still haven't found out, one thing I haven't found out is whether that is based on the school positivity rating or the county positivity
My
rating?
best guess, would be that it's based on a combination of the two.
Well, perhaps so. I don't, but it would be interesting to find out.
You would
what
think
it
that
is.
The school's would internal be, positivity rate would be heavily based on the county positivity rate.
You would also,
because you also have to factor in kids aren't in the school 100% of the time.
Right, but you would think that what Pat Cohen told me when he was here the last time is he said the school positivity rate was what he was viewing as the significant. That was the factor.
Well,
what was happening within the school district?
That has to be the main focus.
Right.
But you also have to be aware of what's going on outside of your campus.
Yeah, and it's been a weird, let's put it this way. It's been a long 2 years.
It's been 2 years already. It feels like it's barely been 6 months.
No, it's been 2 years.
It's all relative, you know.
No, it's gone. Actually, sometimes it feels like 4 years, but it's been 2 years.
Sometimes it feels like 4 years. Sometimes it feels like 4 months.
I just look at how things were, and the fact is the first year was pretty much chaos, and the first 6 months of the year it was on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
But obviously, there were cases, and it was happening in China back in October of 2019, hence the COVID-19 referring to the year 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
I think in summary, we can say the sooner we get this in a rearview mirror, the better.
China is still operating under a lockdown prospect. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And they were mentioning it because they are
They're not
letting anyone in for the Olympics.
No one.
Because they don't want to risk it.
They will not allow any foreign visitors for the Olympics. Every athlete will be tested every day.
Which is probably the best thing you could do.
Every athlete must be absolutely proven vaccinated. You cannot be gone. You can't, if you want to be Novak Djokovic, well, sorry. You're out of here.
Sorry, Djokovic. This is one major title you're not going to win.
Well, no, but it's you know.
Yeah, one out of how many he's won this year?
I know. He's won everything.
he's the best tennis player in the world right now.
He's the number one tennis player in the world, without a doubt. Anyway, who is it? Rafael Nadal, probably number two, I think. Is that right?
Is Roger Federer still around?
I don't think so. I think he's out of it, but I don't know.
he was number one for a long time.
Okay, well, it was. But anyway, things come, things go. You know, I know. But, you know, the Williams sisters were also doing real well for a while, too.
So. They're still around.
Yeah, I know.
Sure. Well,
yeah.
Serena is.
I'm not sure exactly. I think...
I haven't heard anything about Venus Williams in years.
I think she's officially retired, myself.
And so far, fingers crossed, if we're staying on sports, the NFL wildcard round, no COVID hamper so far. Because that honestly surprised me that no players were out in COVID protocol for wildcard weekend.
Well, but it's not, and we'll see what happens the next weekend.
Yes,
here.
And we all won because the Cowboys lost.
Okay. All right. The opinion of this...
The opinion of a salty Chicago Bears fan.
The opinion expressed by this person is not necessarily that of Pritchard Broadcasting or any of its associated affiliates.
You can't tell me you like the Dallas Cowboys either.
I'm not even going to go there.
Didn't they beat the Vikings like 56-7 or something?
Oh, no. It was within a touchdown. It was like 4 points.
The pains of being a fan of an NFC North team that's not the Packers, like you and I.
Close, but no cigar. Anyway, it is.
never close, no cigar for my team.
All right, anyway, good morning. It's we've been talking about things. I think that it's going to be an interesting legislative session in the Iowa legislature. I think that... As of now, the Republicans have control, and they are, I don't see that changing. In fact, if anything, I see it possibly getting stronger after this year. What do you think?
I think that's a distinct possibility, yes.
I think that the Republicans will control both houses of the U.S. government.
There's a certain race that has a local tie to Burlington that I've seen a good bit of coverage of in places. Bob Krause is running for the seat held by Chuck Grassley.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know.
What do you think?
Chuck Grassley, he's beating Chuck Grassley is not going to be easy for any human being. He has been the governor, or not governor, he's been the senator longer than, and he's well-liked.
I believe he's currently the longest-tenured senator in America.
He's probably...
Longest-living one.
He's probably the most well-liked. Tom Harkin was a long-time senator, a Democrat. He was well-liked. On both sides of the aisle.
So you think if it ain't broke scenario?
I'm saying it'd be a real hard, it's a hard nut to crack, so to speak. Until Chuck Grassley will retire sometime, maybe.
He's what, 87?
I think it's 86 or something like that. He'd be 92 or something like that at the end of his, but regardless.
You can do the math on that one.
It doesn't really matter. It is a... Tomorrow we're going to be joined by a special guest. It's going to be he's going to be talking about his life. He was a major college coach, went in to become a major economic CEO. CEO of one of the top 500 countries or 500 companies, the Forbes 500. So
Fortune 500,
and he's going to talk about how his lessons learned on the bench and in teaching and in leading will help him lead his team in business. All right, all of that and more coming up tomorrow on the talk show. Have a great Monday. Is that sun out there?
I think so.
Maybe so. At least it's a haze.